Developing Listening Skills. Listening. A question and answer session. Pages 146 and 147.
Everyone, I just want to thank Dr. Wallace again for being the first guest speaker in our Healthline series. We hope that this is the first of many seminars about healthy living in today's world.
It was my pleasure to be here.
So, now you've heard what Dr. Wallace has to say about pesticides and how they relate to our health and the environment. Let's open the floor up for questions. We would appreciate hearing from you. I think we have our first question. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, here's my question. Dr. Wallace, I heard that flame retardants are now turning up in the human body. Is this true? And if so, how dangerous are those chemicals?
All right. Well, flame retardants, which are chemicals that make products difficult to burn, are added to just about any product that can burn, and they save hundreds of lives a year in the United States alone. Unfortunately, one family of flame retardant compounds, called PBDEs, have been showing up in the blood of humans, but little is known about their impact on our health. In high amounts, they have caused health problems in laboratory animals. However, it looks as though the small amounts of PBDEs that normally accumulate in the human body aren't worth worrying about.
Thank you, Doctor. We have another question. The woman in the third row. Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Wallace. I'm a mother of two young children, and I recently moved into a new apartment. I just found out that the walls are painted with lead paint. What should I do?
Well, it's known that even very small amounts of lead can cause brain damage in children. If the paint is chipping or flaking, call your landlord. It's his or her responsibility to fix the problem. Another good option is to move. But if you can't, at least make sure that your children aren't exposed to paint chips or dust.
That sounds like good advice. Let's take another question. Okay, go ahead.
Hello, Doctor. I eat a lot of seafood, especially swordfish and tuna. Is there any danger to me from mercury in those fish?
Mercury is a very dangerous pollutant, which persists for a long time in the environment. It needs to be taken seriously, because mercury poisoning can permanently damage memory and our ability to learn. Coal-burning power plants are a major source of mercury. It gets into the water and into the bodies of the smallest animals first. These small animals are eaten by larger ones, which are then eaten by even larger ones, and so on up the food chain. Large fish at the top of the food chain, such as tuna and swordfish, accumulate high amounts of mercury and pass it on to people who eat seafood. Now, it doesn't appear that traces of mercury in the blood are a serious problem, but I could be wrong. Eating too much of those fish could raise the amount of mercury in your body to a dangerous level. So I would advise you to eat them in moderation, meaning a reasonable amount.
Well, it looks like we have time for one more question. The lady in the red shirt. Go ahead.
Hello, and thanks for taking my question. What I'm concerned about is my constant cell phone use. Could it have a negative impact on my health?
That's an interesting question, and one I'm sure many are concerned about. One common concern is the danger of driving and using a cell phone at the same time. Cell phones take our attention off the road, and that can lead to accidents. The solution to that problem is simple. Turn off your cell phone while driving, and don't ever text message while driving. Another concern has to do with radiation. For those of you who aren't familiar with this, radiation is energy that certain machines and some substances produce. Large amounts of radiation can be dangerous. Cell phones send information using radiation, so naturally, we're exposed to that radiation when we use our phone. Cell phone radiation has caused brain cancer in rats, but its danger to humans is difficult to assess. Some studies have indicated that cell phones are safe, but some other studies seem to link cell phone radiation with brain cancer in humans, especially in people who have been using cell phones for a decade or longer. I'm not altogether sure that you can eliminate radiation exposure from cell phones, but people who are concerned about it can reduce the risk by using a headset. This keeps the phone away from your head and exposes you to less radiation.
I'm afraid that's all the time we have. Thanks very much, Dr. Wallace, for the information and advice. We'll see you all at next month's seminar about organic foods.